So we are Tay and Tanya. We're a married couple, and we teach believers our practical steps to building multiple streams of income without sacrificing faith, family, and freedom.
Yes.
That's who you are. That's what we do. Welcome, welcome. If y'all come in, let me know you're here and say hey. Let me know you're here and say hey. All right, Tavon, so you know we have our acronyms. I'm sorry, y'all. It's got a little echo. You know we have our acronyms. Trust the process. Trust the process. So you can go ahead, Tay, and start with the first T while I make sure our live is.
Yeah, so while we're going through this, what's going on, our main focus is to trust the process. So what we want to do is we want to get people kind of share our perspective of how we trust the process. We trust what God is doing with us. So, you know, we like our little acronyms. It kind of helps things easier to remember or whatever. But for our first point that we'd like to really hit on is T for trenches. And trenches just stands for it's the atmosphere that you're in when you're trusting God through the process. It's understanding, you know, what you're getting yourself into, where you're already at. And actually, we had a scripture for that I wanted to kind of dig into to kind of set us off or whatever. All right. Love this scripture. This is 2 Corinthians 1, 8, and 9. Okay, it says, "For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead." I'm gonna dive into that a little bit, dig that up real quick. So look, have you ever felt like you had so much on you that you were burdened beyond measure? I'm talking about, have you ever felt that the weight on your shoulders was just too heavy for you to hold by yourself? He said above strength, talking about him and I believe Timothy. This happened. I love this scripture because he said that they felt like they were going to die.
Yeah.
That's how much pressure that they were going through and that they were feeling. But the reason why I love the scripture is because it says that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead. He's saying this happened so that we could learn not to trust ourselves,
right,
but to
right.
trust in God who raises the dead, who does impossible things. God may be letting this kind of pressure come on your shoulders if you're feeling it, which I'm sure we're all feeling it one way or another, so that you can learn to let it go.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I feel like when you're trusting the process and you're in the trenches, it's not going to be cute. It's not going to be, oh, it's a little cute fight. In the trenches, it's dirty. It's grimy. You got to get ready to go to war.
Yeah.
You have to get ready to have that battle, that mentality of whatever it takes. I'm ready. I'm in it to win it, whatever it takes. For our experience and, you know, during this, the trenches that, you know, we're in, and as well as a lot of other people with the pandemic and everything,
right?
That's the opponent. That's the opponent. So we had to make some shifts and some changes. And okay, instead of, at one point we were in a month where we couldn't go out the house. It's a little different in Kentucky now.
Yeah, it's a little more lax.
But before, Kentucky's a little different. So, but it was at one point where we couldn't really go out as much at all, and like some of you. And so we were taking on this mentality of, okay, well, let's shift. It was a hard shift. But during that process, we had to put on some armor, right? The helmet of salvation. You know, you got the shield of, what is the shield of faith? The shield of faith, you know, breastplate of righteousness, all of these other things we had to put on during this time, right? So another thing we had to do during this time with trusting the process is the R. We had to renew our perspective and take on a new identity, like take on a whole new name. Good morning. Thank you for hopping in. So we had to take on a new identity and a new name. Go ahead, you want to touch on that for a little bit, Tay?
Renew. Okay, so you gotta look at it like this, right? and then the current way that you're dealing with a situation, right? When you switch it over and you start to renew your mind, renew your perspective. We know the scripture talks about being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is something that is important. It's something to do regularly, but even more so. We look at it like this. You see many scriptures where people got a new name.
Right?
We break that down into sections of our life. So if the old me was complacent, I need a new name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to work for where I'm at right now, why I'm trusting God through this process.
Right.
So maybe in my marriage, I'm looking at how things are working out. And maybe I'm a complainer. And it's a pandemic going on. So there's a lot going on.
Ain't a good time to be complaining.
Not a good time to be a complainer.
Right.
So maybe I need to seek God for that and say, Lord, how do I better handle how I'm handling this situation so I can complain less and renew my mind, renew your perspective. Because that's super important. Because if you don't have peace, it's because of your perspective. You get what I'm saying? That's where the stress comes from. Stress comes from your perspective.
Right, how you
The stress comes from the way you're looking at the situation. I tell my wife all the time, I think in angles. It's weird to say that, but that's just me. And some people say, okay, well, and this is a perfect example of perspective. People will say, okay, you think too much. I say I'm detailed.
Right.
So from one perspective, it's a nuisance.
Yeah.
From another perspective, it's a gift. So you gotta change up your perspective.
I want to touch on the identity too. When you're taking on a new identity, you have to get rid of some things in which you've been called. Some people are taking on the identity of, I'm sad, I'm depressed, I'm stuck, I'm unemployed, I'm hurting, I'm in this, I'm in that. Instead of embracing the trenches and saying that I'm an overcomer.
Right, let's get it.
Right. I'm an overcomer. You know, I'm an achiever. You know, I'm a strategist. You got to, it's a whole different mindset you got to get in and be able to throw them punches in and get in the ring. You get in the ring already defeated.
Yeah.
It's a problem. Yeah. It's a problem. You got to take on the new identity of Christ. And sometimes that comes with renewing your mind, right?
Yeah.
And that's, a part of the scripture because y'all know we believers. Renewing your mind and changing the mindset.
I'm going to dive more into that because you're hitting on some real good stuff. while you're renewing your mind, another thing is, oh, I'm sorry, I just lost the section of it. Hold on. There we go.
Okay. Thank y'all for coming in.
Solve the puzzle.
Solve the puzzle.
Solve the puzzle. You got to be a problem solver.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The original you may have been the person to say, I can't. I laugh at my son all the time because he'll be like, I just can't.
Right.
I tell him, no, go solve the problem. Go solve the puzzle. There is no I can't. It's how can I? And that's a part of the process, especially when you trust in God for something. If he hasn't done it right away and he's not, or easy, you're in a holding pattern, you're in this in-between stage. And if you're stressed by that, if you keep thinking something's going to happen tomorrow and it doesn't, maybe I should think maybe next week. Because when you stretch that thing out, all of a sudden you find a new level of endurance.
Yes.
Through the process.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I love it. So the U in this acronym that we have about trusting the process, uprooting some things. This is essential part of this process and uprooting and getting off of you. Go ahead. You want to touch on uprooting? Because I have an example about uprooting. I had a conversation with somebody and I'm not going to mention their name, but y'all know I got to get real life with you. And I had to tell this person on the phone. I was like, sis, sometimes you got to drop some people off. They too heavy in this season. They too heavy. You can't carry them, you and your family and your finances.
And during the pandemic,
you can't pay for your groceries and their groceries in this season. They just too heavy. They too much weight.
Right.
It's either you gonna take care of your family or starve at the expense of trying to do too much for some people. And this is not for everybody, but it's for those ones who are extra super generous and don't know how to say no.
Right.
That's been me in one season of my life. Yeah, I didn't know how to say, no, I ain't got it because I'm trying to feed my household. No, I ain't got it because I'm trying to take care of some things. I'm trying to build a legacy here, and I can't do it if I'm giving out the very thing that God told me to hold on. I got something else, another plan and purpose for this.
Yeah.
And it's okay if that's the instruction that he's giving you. Uprooting during the process. During the process, you may have to uproot.
Before I dig into that, you got a thoughtful pause for us?
Thoughtful pause. No thoughtful pauses. Hey, Mozetta. Thank you guys all for coming in. Right. Mozetta Pepper said, right. Thank you.
Yeah.
For coming in and participating in the broadcast. I see 9 people here. Say hello to us, if you will, so we can see who you are. We don't see your names, but thank you for copping in and joining Tay and Tanya on the broadcast. We're talking about, okay, God, you got my attention.
Right.
Can you fix this? Can you fix this?
Right. Trust the process.
Trust the process is the acronym that we got. Trust the process. And so now we're moving right along. We are on the S in trusting the process.
No, we're still with you, baby.
You got still something else for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You still got it? Okay. Give it to us, sir. What you got?
Okay, so when you uprooting, right, you're going to have to drop some people off.
Yeah.
You're going to have to drop some places off.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to drop some things off. You're going to have to drop some ideas off. You got to uproot some expectations.
Mm.
The way I like to look at it, it's like a movie. Okay, and this is mainly for the people that feel uncomfortable with basically what we say, right? When you're uprooting stuff, or are we looking at it from the perspective of a movie, there are certain roles, right?
Right, you got a lead role.
In a movie, everybody is not created equal.
Exactly. Right. That's good.
It depends on the story.
Mm.
So if your old story was depressed, financially irresponsible, sad, and so on and so forth or whatever.
Yeah.
If it's that negative,
now
we're at the part of the story where we're gonna be shifting, right?
Mm.
And we're gonna change directions in the story.
Mm-hmm.
That might mean that some people, their role's gonna diminish.
Right.
And that's okay.
You got
sometimes some people went from, he was a lead role, and all of a sudden now he's just an extra.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are gonna just, you in the background. You don't have no more roles.
Right.
It's over for you.
There's levels. You gotta think about if they're a help or a hindrance during this time.
Right.
Too.
Right, you know. Exactly. There's levels to this.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is, it's your story.
It's your story.
It's your movie. Or let me take it another level. And I'm about to, how you say you go for people's edges?
Let me go for your edges.
Let me touch somebody's soul.
Oh my gosh.
It's your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. Let's dig into that same concept with your marriage.
Go there. Just go there.
If auntie such and such keep getting in the way. Such doesn't have to go.
Yeah.
If auntie such and such is slowing down the progress, and then sometimes it's you. Sometimes you need to stop calling auntie such and such when you get into an argument with your wife. That's why she don't like your wife if you keep calling her. That's why she can't stand her.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, this. The uprooting is all about embracing the idea, the concept that something's got to give.
Something's got to
change.
Exactly.
And again, we talked about, faith, family, and finances. So during this time frame, during this pandemic, is your current financial strategy working? But Tay, it's a pandemic outside. That's why it's not working. That's the only reason why.
Yeah.
I know, but the story has changed.
Mm.
And if you think that we're going back to the
same thing, we are not.
As it was before we got to this pivotal point,
mm-mm.
Good luck. So you may have to shift that gift that's been inside of you for so long. Mm-hmm. You may have to start saying, uprooting the fear of why you haven't done it. Mm. You may need to readdress those things.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I can go with that one all day. Stop telling your auntie your business.
Your business. Stop telling people your business. All right. So during the process and trusting the process, we also have the S, which is either start or stand still.
Yeah.
Depending on if you are waiting for instruction at the time, right? So I like to think that many of us know we should start, and I'll just use myself as an example. We should start moving forward in something that God has given us the instruction in to do. Yeah. And most of the time, it's an uncomfortable position for us to be in, but we still got to go ahead. I'll just use myself as an example. Tay and Tanya, he told us to come back and talk to the people and encourage the people. And I had my own reason, like, well, Lord, just give me confirmation again. So he sent somebody else to send a message in the inbox to say, hey, we missed Tay and Tanya. I'm like, okay, Lord, now we're going back into this season again. Then I see a billboard, start now. And then, Lord, I need more confirmation. Give me more confirmation.
Yeah.
And that was my excuse and way of saying, I don't want to start this. I don't want to do this. I'm okay and comfortable after you've ended it during that time and during that season. And I'm okay and be in this spot. But we have to just jump forward because God knows us. He knows us. He created us. He knows what's best for us. He knows what we need. And more importantly, the gift isn't for me, it's for other people.
Right.
And it can be holding somebody else in a holding pattern because we're not moving in what God has showed us to do. And so you want to touch on a standstill, babe?
Yes, because listen, there's a difference depending on where you're at, okay? Mm-hmm. For some people, the idea is it's time to start doing what God's been telling you to do, mm-hmm. right? That thing that you've been waiting on for 13, 14, 15, 35 years.
35.
Right? Or maybe 6 months, whatever it may be, the time frame.
Yes.
Now's the time, especially if that thing fits this new story, this new point, you know, of where we're at. But then on the opposite side, stand still. If you don't have direction, maybe it's time for you to stand still and know that I am God. Know that God is God so that you can get clarity. Because sometimes some people are just too busy.
Mm.
That's part of the problem. Is you won't sit still long enough to hear God.
That's good.
You know, because you just keep going. But you maybe need to just slow down. Pause, reflect, and say, okay, God, so what do you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? Where do you want me to go from here?
Hmm.
So it just depends on where you're at.
That's good.
But also, what do you do when you stand still?
Yeah.
That's important too, because sometimes things aren't moving forward because you're not ready. You're just not ready. So are you preparing while you're standing still?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, when you're trusting God through the process, that this part is very important. You got to know which one it is. Now, there's a number of ways, like you mentioned, Tanya, you look at a billboard and all of a sudden you see something that says start.
Start.
There's a number of ways that God will tell you, okay, it's time.
Right.
Now it's time. Whether it be through different dreams.
Dreams,
my wife, my brother Eric, you know, a lot of people that in our close, tight circle or whatever, we all dream dreams. And a lot of times that will lead us to go in a certain direction. Studying the scriptures is another way. Nothing wrong with asking God for confirmation, but you probably shouldn't ask 100 times.
He already showed you. Different ways, he already showed you, then you know.
Right. At some point, it's not confirmation you're looking for. Now you're dealing with doubt.
Right. That's absolutely right.
If that's happening, maybe it's your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your perspective has to change.
Right.
So this is good. It's not a bad thing, but it's good to be able to identify exactly what's going on with that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So with the T, the last one is tailoring the process to fit you.
Right.
for example, Dave Ramsey. I don't know how many of you guys have heard of Dave Ramsey, but he has a strategy of paying off debt. And he was like an initial spark to us into some of the things we wanted to do.
Right,
but everything did not fit. I was like, no, we ain't about to starve just so we can pay off debt. And I can't go shopping when I want to. I can't, you know, occasionally go eat out if I want to and have to spend every single dollar on debt. I was like, no, right. This ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. We had to tailor. The instruction was the same. Start taking care of your finances and managing your finances better.
Right.
But they had to tailor the experience during while we're trusting the process. We had to tailor the experience to fit us and our flow and right. our family and how we can do things and our morale and keeping it how it can function for us.
Yeah. Yeah. With tailoring, I think is important. You have to define your failures a certain way, right?
Okay.
So your failures don't define you. The corrections you make from those falls will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. What's wrong is when you make the same mistake over and over again.
Right.
That's
right.
When it becomes more of a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Because that means you're not learning anything. Now you're putting yourself in the category of a fool because you're acting foolish. You know what to do. Or even better, you're not taking an assessment of what's going on.
Right.
You're not trying to tailor the process, like you mentioned with Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
He was a spark for
spark. Us. That was initial spark.
But as a leader, right? As a husband, as a father, a leader in my household.
Yeah.
It was important for me to identify what was working and what wasn't working.
Absolutely.
Right. So me saying, "Oh, Tanya, Dave said we can't go out to eat no more."
No, that ain't gonna work.
It wasn't working. Now I could be I could try to be arrogant and bossy, and now it's starting to mess with my marriage. Like how last week Tanya was talking about how things flow. It's not about balance, it's about flow.
Flow, yeah.
By interrupting this over here, all of a sudden my marriage is dipping. So I had to be creative. I had to say, okay, so if this isn't working, what will? Because I care about the result.
Right.
I can care less about I did it Dave's way. Yeah, that don't matter to me. What matters to me is getting that end result, which was for this program was, I think it was called Financial Peace or something like that or whatever. For ours, it's freedom.
Freedom, exactly.
So to get to freedom, I had to look at the individual details and say, okay, this ain't working. How about we shift it like this? Because what I realized what was lacking was morale.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be motivated to pay this stuff off.
Exactly, exactly.
Also, Dave focuses on putting 50% of your money towards retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kudos, love it. Good for you. I like assets.
Right.
I like passive income.
Right.
I like being able to just check my account and then all of a sudden, ding!
Ding, right, money. Right. It's different, yeah.
I like being able to put a little bit of work in and then get money
along
the
result.
Way.
Exactly.
I like that. Call me weird. I like it. But Dave's strategy was more putting your money into
the retirement fund.
Retirement accounts and way more of a traditional perspective with that.
Very traditional. That didn't work out
I'm like that ain't gonna work. That's not gonna work.
Yeah,
for
it's
me.
Like right. And so people understand we're not completely against retirement and retirement funds.
Oh, we've got to listen.
We have our own retirement strategy and money.
This is the thing, right?
Yeah.
With Tay and Tanya, we're gonna tell you how we get down.
How we get down, exactly.
Not to offend anybody, but this is how we get down.
Yeah.
So some people do like the traditional method in retirement accounts. Hey man, kudos for you. Do your thing.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to retire before 40.
Right, right. So we got a whole different strategy. Yeah.
They telling me I gotta wait till I'm, what, 102 now? Whatever the new rule is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with that. I don't want to work until I can't move no more.
Ooh, and that's good. You know, that's good to find out what do you want. because some people may be okay with waiting to 60, 70, 80, however old they want to work and keep working. That's good for, you know, that's good for you and healthy for you.
That's cool.
But for us, we want to retire before 40. So we got a whole different strategy, a whole different mindset involved in how we look at things, how we look at employment, how we look at business, how we look at assets, and how we look at everything in between. And family, you know, we talk about faith, family, and finances. Whatever we do within these next 2 years, I want to make sure we're achieving our goals by having the freedom to spend time in my word. I want days where I could just sit down and spend time in my word. I want days where I could just say, okay, y'all, let's go to the beach. Let's chill. I can spend time with my family. I want a day where I don't have to go out and go hustle and hustle and hustle, but the money still comes into the account, like a residual in our assets, and everything still comes in. That's the kind of lifestyle that I want. That's the kind of lifestyle that we want as a family. We want freedom. It ain't about being rich. It ain't about having millions and trillions of dollars. And it ain't about looking like and having a new Tesla just because it say Tesla on it, having a new this, having a new that. That's not what we want.
Right.
You know, we striving for freedom. We want freedom.
Can I touch on that real quick?
Yes, yes.
I know that might sound like a different idea. A lot of people, you know, they about, I'm going to get this money. I'm on a paper chase. And this is money, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want freedom.
Yeah. See,
because there is a threshold where you make a certain amount, right? And then you gain freedom if you build it correctly. And then you give it back. Because now what it takes to maintain this empire that
empire,
you're building,
yeah.
You just gave up your freedom.
Right. That's good.
I saw one dude that he was talking about, man, I want that Billy. Talking about a billion, right? I want that Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. But then I watched his life. Ping, 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 ping. He's everywhere. Family's like, when you gonna come home?
Hmm.
When you gonna come hang out with us? Man, I need the Billy.
I need this money. Yeah,
we gotta get this money. I want my family to be set for legacies and generations. Well, how much do you need? How much do you need? And that if God gives it, I'm all for it. He gave it to Solomon. Okay, cool. But
I'm not gonna chase it.
Right, that's what I'm not.
I'm not gonna chase
That's what I'm
not gonna chase
for.
After the wind.
Right. Right,
you know,
right.
Can I take a thoughtful pause here?
Yeah.
We have a comment here. Mosetta Pepper said, God wants us to save for the future, but he also wants us to live.
Real talk.
We can't just wait until 75. That's
Real
good.
Talk.
That's
yeah.
good. That
yeah,
is
can you,
good.
Can you keep that? Can you keep that one up for a second?
Yeah, I'll put it back
up. You made a good point. I wanted to kind of dig into. So it's a scripture that talks about, I think it's a righteous man leaves an inheritance for his family, right? So that's a good thing, because you know how we used to be. There's another side of this too, where people are kind of anti-money, and on the other opposite side of that, you know, it's the love of money. That's the root of all
evil,
right? That's the problem. Being ignorant about money is a problem too, though, because the scripture talks about money is a tool. So when you understand money and you use it for your benefit, and here's another really, really good one. Scriptures talk about you can't serve two masters.
Mm-hmm.
You can't serve both God and money.
Right, right.
Question
right.
is, who are you listening to?
Mm.
You make your decisions. Are you making it based on money? Mm. Well, the money goes this way. Or, you know what? I know God said to do this, but we can't do that. We don't have enough money. Mm. Who are you following? You get what I'm saying? Versus our perspective. It's about having dominion over money. I don't serve you. You serve me.
Right, right.
While I'm sleeping, I'm getting you. You gonna go get
go
out
work.
There? Get out there and go get this shit.
Go to work.
Right. Versus I'm following you and I'm listening to you. No, I'm already listening to God.
Right. And motive.
So I love that. I want to dig into that. Being able to secure a solid future.
While we live today.
That's good stuff.
Exactly, Mosetta. That's great. Thank you for giving that information. Thank you for writing that comment in and participating. Thank you all for joining us. I just want to, before we go, just leave with an encouraging word. Y'all, trust the process. trust the process, flow with God and his plan for your life. Anything else you want to say?
Yes, righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up.
Yes, absolutely.
Gets back up. While you falling, learn. Why did I fall that last time?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in your marriage, boom, we got a big argument. Why did that happen? How did that happen? Be thoughtful about it. The getting back up, of course, is super important, but it's even more important to understand why you fell, so that you can trust God through the process. Because keyword process,
right,
so it ain't gonna happen overnight. Mm-hmm. He's gonna take you through a series of events.
Exactly.
That's gonna sharpen your skills, gonna sharpen your abilities, that's gonna prepare you for the next step. Part of what we do, this is real quick, because I know you want to close it out, but there's a scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:3, that says, I'm gonna kind of read this, a little bit of reading up to,
okay,
seven.
Go ahead.
It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. I'm gonna kind of stop and pause through. That's important. God may be taking you through tribulation so that you can comfort somebody else.
Mm.
Yeah. And this is this ministry for us.
Yeah.
This is us comforting you with the same comfort that we got. Let me keep going. It says, with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. So that's exactly what I just said. We're going to comfort you with the same things we've been given.
Yeah.
And as you go through your process and you're comforted, you'll be able to comfort somebody else. Verse 5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same suffering for which we also suffer. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if we go through, we're going through for you.
Yeah.
And we looked at it like we went through so that we could help you, so that you don't have to go through the same things. Or now that you're in the same part of the process, in the same part of the journey, we can help you get through it. Absolutely. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that you are partakers of the suffering, so also you will be partakers of the consolation. Mm-hmm. So again, to close it out, this is what we're here for. This is what we're here to do. We're here to give you how we did it. It's going to be 100 million ways to do it, but it's going to be tailor-made. We're going to give it to you the way we get out.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you all. Thank you all for coming in. Feel free to write us a comment. Come to us, Tay and Tanya, all platforms of social media. Thank you for being here. May God bless
you, baby.
And keep you. Yes, you have a question. What's your question?
The consults. You know, I don't know if you want to mention the consults and the different things like that. Or do you want to?
Oh, yes. We are offering consultations on finances, money management, budgeting, credit consultation. So a customized plan, basically, to increase and build your credit. And so we have those as well. And so if you need any of that information, money management, time management, any of the information, digital strategy, our digital marketing, passive income, we have a lot going on. So feel free to contact us and just tell us whatever you need, and we'll try to customize a plan or a consult around meeting your needs and being a blessing to your life in this season, during this time, while God has us here today. Because as we know, things are seasonal. God will have us here, and then he will remove us and take us out and run in another direction of his path and his plan. So while you have the opportunity, and we have the opportunity to be of service to you, we want to do that. We want to do that.
Our main thing is freedom. That is our main thing of what our brand is, freedom.
Absolutely.
It's for us to maintain the freedom we need to keep doing the will of the Lord. So, amen.
Amen. Amen. Love it. Mosetta said, love it. Thank you. You are so welcome, love. Thank you for coming
in.
Thank you for giving your feedback and participating. We enjoy that. We enjoy that. And we just thank you guys all. Be blessed. Be blessed. We're going to get going. But you guys enjoy your evening.